Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Red City. Let's take a ride on the A-Money train to the A-Money show and get ran over. It's your boy Mr. New Shoes in the building.
This is your girl A-Money, and you're on the A-Money show train.
What you know about champagne at night? Bad, bad, there, wear a bear white. Get the thing like a bear white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow them four ways. Kind of hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up, drinking rosé. Killing that white, white Dolce. Smoking that exotic, riding that foreign. $1 million rhyme tripping, I ain't talking about touring. Yeah, count money till you're boring. Man, that's just the way you go. Black screens on the wall, IMAX. Michael Turner's on deck, a handbag. Dirty white, yeah, that cat sack. We don't sleep around here, we take cat naps. West night, it's the money train. Where the work came faster than the money came. The time the money be faster than the cars is. Bad thing watching in them broads, yeah. Could end any day, and you know better. Now you watch the Frito-Lay, yeah, you know cheddar. Double bag at the spot, luggage in the place. Louis V on deck, luggage on my waist. What you know about champagne there at night? Bad, bad, there, wear a bear white. Get the thing like a bear white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit the mall, blow a four way. Kinda hard when you're sleeping on Dolce.
I woke up saying I ain't drinking no more. Same night in the spot drinking cocoa. Loso, bad bad, think she know so. Got a man cuffing, think he popo. She trying to go below the belt, thinking low blow. I'm thinking, oh yeah, he thinking, oh no. I'm on my high horse, thinking polo. Got the nine on me, so I think I'm Romo. I'm about that life. Bring you in the game, let you meet my wife. Married to this, ask them, am I getting cheddar now? They say I do like I'm well and bound. That air trend, we flying for cheap. And you sleeping on me, hope you die in your sleep. OJ, yeah, probably don't get it. I'm the best that ever did it and got away with it.
What you know about champagne there at night? Bad, bad, there, wear a bear white. Get the thing like a bear white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow a four way.
Kelly getting money and everything with them. Gloves don't fit them, so they gotta acquit them. Ain't nobody seen it, but everybody heard it. The whole town hating, they waiting on the verdict. Tell them pop off, I'm waiting on the drop off. And I ain't leaving the block till I knock the whole box off. Yeah, taking care of the whole fam. Brought the Porsche, gave the M to my old man. More money, more problems, more grams. More real estate, more land. Fight night, I be ringside. I let them things fly. Just put 1.5 under my king size. I look at the world through a king's eyes. Who was born to spit bars and sling ties. I ain't wealthy yet, but I'm quite rich. I just gotta keep killing that white.
What you know about champagne there at night? Bad, bad, there, wear a bear white. Get the thing like a bear white. Counting up $1 million every night. Blow a four way. Kind of hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up drinking rosé. Killing that white, white Dolce. What you know about champagne there at night? Bad, bad, there, wear a bear white. Get the thing like a bear white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit the mall, blow a four way. Kind of hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up drinking rosé. Killing that white, white Dolce.
This is your girl, A-Money, and this is the A-Money Show Train every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Big ups to everybody out there who is following the A-Money Show Train. Tonight, our guest, phenomenal guest, Crystal, Diary of a Boss Lady. She's the author of Diary of a Boss Lady. She will be calling in tonight, so stay tuned. This is your girl, A-Money, and this is what we do.
Attention all independent artists.
It's time to step your game up, because how you look is how you perceive. And remember, first impressions are lasting. You need an EPK. An EPK is an electronic press kit with all of your information to let the world know exactly who you are. Every independent artist needs an EPK. An EPK includes all your information like bios, your pictures, your social media links like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, your YouTube channel, your website, etc., etc. No one will ever have to ask who you are again, or where to find you, or what you do. For a small fee, take your game to the next level. Let us do an EPK for you. Contact us at 440-879-7284. That's 440-879-7284. Or just get at A Money. You know where she is. Yeah, man. The question is, are you ready to play with the big boys? Get your EPK now.
This is your girl, A Money, and we definitely going to have a Diary of a Boss. Author Crystal is stopping by on the A Money Show train tonight, but we also have a special guest coming up as well tomorrow, and here's a little preview of Mikey J. Supremacy, Alter Ego.
Yeah, Mike Supremacy. Me, Mikey J. That's me. Off ego. That's all. Yeah. I does my thing. I go hard. From the cross bar to the fucking boulevard. You ain't me, and I ain't you. I'm a cocky, arrogant, bipolar dude. Don't take no pills. Ain't on no meds. I'm a Capricorn with Geminis up in my head. You got me fucked up, you got it twisted. The way I act sometimes you think that I was really lifted. But I don't do no drugs, I don't drink no liquor. About my dough, about my bread, about your mother's sister. Don't ever try me, boy, don't ever test me, chick. I'm going 0 to 60, watch your head split. Your lips are poking, like a kid who pouts. Put my Gucci's on your sofa, nigga, fuck your couch. I'm disrespectful, downright. I heard your girl is deprived, she ain't getting pounded right. I'm Mike Supremacy, I'm Mikey J. Austin Eagle candy ass, to stay about my way. I'm from New York, I rep that boogie barrel. My team's the shit that's in his soul, and man, you know he's sterile. I bring that energy, and I bring the pain. Raise the sharp on the mic, nigga, yeah, you know my name. I got that right shit, I got that hype shit. I got that pulling up selector, start a fight shit. I'm Lord Finesse, I'm Diamond D. I'm about to kill that boy, you know fucking where we. Fuck you haters, y'all so phony. I graduated EMI, now I'm attending Sony. Cum laude, PhD, a doctrine in this game. What? I'll kill you, B.
Mikey J, what's up, Mikey J? I cannot wait for you to be on the A Money Show. But tonight we're going to have a Diary of a Boss, and it's going to be going down. So throw your drinks up. Let's party. And I see my girl. She's already in queue. We're going to sit back and play some music. And this is your girl, A Money. Big ups to everybody that's calling in to show her support. Diary of a Boss, sexy, phenomenal author right here on the A Money Show.
Bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready. Don't tell nobody.
We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy. Sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di.
We like
swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
We back, and it's your girl A Money, and it's going down with Miss Crystal, and she's coming on in about 5 minutes. So callers, call in right now at 347-633-9074. This is your girl A Money, and you are why I do what I do. I love people. I love my show. Big ups to the Fur King who's coming to the show soon. So you guys better tune in and let's go. You already know. We're going to do some Jay-Z. It's going to be coming up in this building with Empire State of Mind because that's what I feel like right now. I'm in an Empire State of Mind out here in New York. Let's go. Thank you, Mr. Jay-Z, for this one.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who tip the
life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you very much. I'm excited, and I appreciate the introduction. I'm feeling kind of bossy today, too.
Well, you know what? I believe that you're bossy every day. I love your pictures that you sent to me, your bio, your book. Thank you so much for supporting me as well. You know, we don't get to support one another as women, so I welcome it. I thank you wholeheartedly tonight for your support. I really do. I thank you for being on the show. I'm grateful for you to spend your time right here on the show. You got some callers, people on chat. Call in right now on the A Money Show if you want to speak to a real boss. 347-333-9074. We have a lady in queue. Her name is Miss Styles, and she definitely wants to speak to you soon. So anybody calling in, push 1 if you want to know what's going on and if you want to speak to my girl, the boss. This is a real boss. I'm telling you, it's going down. So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, my grandmother actually had been telling me I should write it for years, but I got to a point where I did some soul searching, and I have a theory, which I love this theory, I love this quote, but pretty much if the skeletons in your closet are dead because they're skeletons, there's no need to be afraid of them. You just clean house before they start to stink, and someone else smells it, and tells it. Because there's nothing worse than anybody telling your story. So I was like, you know what? I got a rough patch. Let me go and put that out there before anybody goes snooping, trying to find it, and doesn't give me a chance to explain. That way, you know, the feelings associated with it, what happened, the whole truth about it in detail, and you have more of an understanding on things opposed to thinking or judging me based on my actions. People can understand me now better.
So. Well, you know what? You couldn't have done it better. You know, and I feel the same way. No one can tell your story like you can. You know, it's no taking away from it. It's no hiding it. When you're ready to tell it, you're going to give it all. And, of course, you've given it raw. You grew up in Denton, Texas. How was that for you?
Denton's a small town. It's a college town. It's has two major colleges, University of North Texas and Texas Women's University. And you'd think that, you know, it'd probably be majority college students getting in trouble, but, you know, it really pretty much, it was a lot of people that, you know, just pretty much got caught up in cycles and involved with, you know, the police, and it was always something going on, and I felt like, you know, I didn't think at that time that I would end up going through so much and getting into so much trouble, but I did. But, you know, looking back, I'm glad that I went there and got the education that I did, because they had really good schools as far as, you know, elementary and middle school and high school. I had really good education, and, you know, I learned some street lessons in addition to some other lessons. So, you know, it was okay. I don't have any complaints.
So you went from school to college and got street knowledge all in one.
Yeah. It was on the way. I was like dibbling in both. I was like going to school, getting my, you know, book knowledge, and then leaving school and on the streets getting my street knowledge. So I was always kind of like straddling the fence. And the messed up thing was I eventually ended up going on to one side where I was just street knowledge. And, right. You know, it was nothing worse than being stuck in that situation and having to be there. You know, it was one thing where you could straddle a fence, but when you're just, you know, in the street life and that's, you had no, it's hard to get out of it. It's like a cycle. That was when things started really clicking for me, and I started trying to get out. I was like, I can't do this. I don't know what I was thinking. Curious George and messed up again. I made it.
You made it. You're here. And, you know, you say that, you know, your biggest obstacle was yourself, and you have overcome yourself, just being yourself, and now your new self right here on the A Money Show, having this interview with a phenomenal boss lady from streets to no limits. I mean, like you said, from streets to skies, no limits. That speaks for itself. So when someone see that and they see the sexy picture, I think they just pick the book just because. And then they get into the book and it's over. They're looking for the next one and the next one and the next one.
Oh, well, yeah, there is a sequel coming out, and thanks for the compliment on the picture. I'm not a model, by the way. I have another halfway through the sequel, which is From Hood Street to Wall Street. And it's about how I went from, you know, knowledge in one area of, you know, business to another, and how my business, you know, took off and how I got everything off the ground. Unfortunately, there wasn't Hood Street, no Hood stuff affiliated with that. But it talks about how I really started changing my mindset, started hanging around different people, which put me into the ability to even say Wall Street, you know, to even think Wall Street as far as my business is going. In a couple years, I will have a publicly traded entity. So I'm excited about that. And the things that are going on is just really amazing. God is good.
God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. You're definitely a product of God being good. You know, you made it out of many obstacles, but people hear that, you know what I'm saying, but I'm looking at it, you know, and if you're tuning in to the A Money Show, you're listening to a boss lady, straight up boss lady, right here on the A Money Show. It gets no better than that, and this is your girl A Money, so tune in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 347-633-9074. Mr. Head Boss, you already know we love you. I thank you for this connection. It's a blessed one. Again, this is your girl, A Money. And again, I thank you for tuning in to the A Money Show, because it's going down. And I feel like we need to blaze up right now with some Keith Clizzard, Team Mashing, Kush Talk. We're going to go into a little music and come back to this boss lady right here. Phenomenal boss lady, should I add, right here on the A Money Show train.
Crush that Kush, then gut that nuts. Just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that Kush, then gut that nuts. Just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Every night and day.
Adults, everybody, but they need to know that they're not alone, and to read this book right here should help them. Not only that, just to listen to the interview of this boss lady right here should inspire you enough to do better. You have to be better to do better, though. You know, that's how I feel. You got to get you right in order to be right. And she's done just that. That's why she's here right now. But I see also, Miss Boss Lady, that it took you till you was 25 and you found your calling and your passion through the motivation and the business and writing. So let the world know a little bit about why it took you to the age of 25 to just blossom like a daisy, a rose. I'm going to say a daisy. I love daisies.
Oh, well, actually, I really started coming out of it about the age of 24. I just couldn't figure out which direction to go. It was like I was done with all the extracurricular I had done, and I didn't know who I was and what I would like to do. I didn't know what Crystal wanted exactly. I didn't know. And I think it's a lot of times we find ourselves in those situations where we just don't know what to do next. So I sat in I don't know land for about a year. And then I picked up, you know, I started, you know, dabbing in the business because I actually also, for about the year and a half, I was trying to find a job, just here to there, trying to find a job and couldn't find nothing. And then my background didn't make it any better. So, you know, I was like, what am I supposed to do? You know, I can't find a job. I'm not going back to the way I was. What am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do? I didn't know, and I couldn't figure anything out, and it seemed like mountains just wouldn't move. So, you know, that's when I started looking into business and entrepreneurship. And I was like, that was my only way out. That was my only way out. I had to make it work, and that's just what I did. I got in there. I stuck with it, and I just didn't give up. You know, I had a lot of obstacles to overcome in my business, too, my first year, which is highlighted in my sequel about all the, oh, my God, I thought I had problems just living normally and just, you know, with being who I was before, but entering the world of business was definitely a transition that I was not prepared for. I didn't know much about, but I was determined to learn, and I was determined to keep going. I couldn't disappoint my mom anymore. I had to figure out a way to change that and to try to restore our relationship and to let her know that, you know, all the years she spent raising me wasn't wasted. It wasn't wasted energy. It wasn't, you know, done in vain. You know, she worked so hard to take care of me, and it really bothered me that I couldn't give back to her, even show her how much I appreciated her because of all the crap that I had done. So I was determined to make it right, and I'm grateful to say that today I have. We live together now. She's chilling, watching TV. She's retired, and she's going to have an amazing future. She's got her legs kicked back, and I'm just excited about all the things that we're getting ready to do. We're actually getting ready to take a few trips. I'm actually planning to go to Egypt the end of January, and she's going on a cruise. So, you know, I'm excited.
I know you are. Too, and I'm sure she's more than pleased with everything that you're doing because you are a product of a woman's lived success, and it's going to be ongoing, and your girl A Money is going to support you in any way that I can. And big ups to Author House Publishing for publishing this book because, you know, there is no way that others will know how phenomenal you are unless they're on the A Money Show right now. You know, now and see, you know, this book as well as many others. So I want you to give out your links, your URLs, so everyone that's listening now can go out and find this book and many more. This is a boss lady right here from skies to the streets. You already know you got the flow.
You can visit my website at crystalvictoria.com. And there you can get contact information and find out everything about me that you possibly would need to know. Once again, that is crystalvictoria.com, and I'm going to spell it because Crystal has 20 different spellings. It's CrystalVictoria.com. You can also get my book on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com as well. The prices range. It's also available in paper book and ebook, as well as the hardcovers available also. And so if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at DiaryBoss. And so, and on Facebook, I'm actually facebook.com/BossLadyDiary. So, you know, there's a few places you can get in touch with me, and I also, I'm always looking to connect with new people, and I do a lot of mentoring with young women and the younger teens and things like that. So if you got some bad kids or some bad teenagers that need that you want to slap around or choke and you don't exactly know what to do with, send them to me. I got them. I won't touch them, but I promise after talking to me, they'll straighten up.
Okay. And a lot of mothers need that in their life. So mothers, if you're listening, you heard it right here. You know, right here, Crystal Victoria, a boss. She's a boss right here on the A Money Show. But what advice also would you give young women on overcoming obstacles?
Well, us young women have it hard. We have it harder than a lot of people think. But it's those struggles that make us so strong and so beautiful. You know, no pain, no gain. Sometimes things are going to hurt, but as long as you allow those things to make you better and not bitter, you're going to look back and realize that all those things that you went through, those difficulties, served as a stepping stone to your greatness. I do a lot of mentoring with young women to help them overcome the obstacles, because we have so many struggles as parents and mothers, as sisters, as daughters. It never stops, and that's just women, you know, just across the board everywhere. We're going to have difficulties. However, you know, like I said, those are the things that we use to, you know, we don't become victims of them. Those are stepping stones to victory. We've got to remember to keep going, even when the road gets tough. And one of my favorite quotes, because this is love quotes, I do, is the thing about going the extra mile is there's no traffic. So, you know, realize that once you go the extra mile and do whatever is necessary to, you know, get from transition from one place to another in your life, once you get to the extra mile, you can do donuts in the road, you can play around, you can do whatever you want to, because there's usually a little traffic. Very few people attempt to go that far. And it's a shame, because it's wide open territory. There's always people saying there's not enough room at the top. You know, it's lonely at the top. Well, it's plenty of room up there. I don't know why more people don't try to get there, but you get so far and you realize it's work involved. And oh, how dare it be work involved to advance to another level. You know, but but it's work. Everything, it requires a work ethic. But the more you love to do it, and the more you start enjoying it and coming into your own, the easier it gets to advance. You know, I always say mountains don't get smaller. You just get stronger, and those mountains just get easier to climb. So, you know, that's, you know, how I base life, and that's the advice I can give, is overcoming obstacles, is keep trying. You know, you feel like you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on.
I'm taking that in right now for myself. Okay. So, you know, I'm sure that many other women, I say women, but there's a lot of men, young men, teens that are going through some similar obstacles that we as women go through in these days and times. So I have to broaden that area, you know, and say almost everybody, because this world is really spinning and going crazy right now. So that's why I'm glad we have, like you, boss ladies in the building right here on the A Show. You know, I appreciate you. I really do. And, you know, for everything that you have said, for everything that you have shown, the support and the love to the A-Money brand, the A-Money show. I give it right back and more. My brother Six Eyes, Six Eyes Music is saying phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
No, if anybody wants to tune in on the chat, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-a-money-show, and you can chat as well with A Money. And if you have a link where, you know, you want to chat with them tonight, they can you could give it to them right now. Or they also can just go on the bottom of the show page and chat. Make sure you guys follow the show, click on some links, show some support and love to your girl, A Money, because I'm sitting here with a real boss when I tell you. This is a real boss, and she's a woman, so it makes it even better. Right here on the A Money Show, women doing great things. You already know. And I'm so novice.
Well, you know, I say boss lady, boss means being of successful service. So, you know, I can't, I'm a boss because I'm, you know, a servant and I do more than other people. I mean, you know, people always think, oh, you're the boss, you run things. No. Boss means specifically that you go the extra mile and that you do more work than everybody else, but you more or less, you're serving other people all the time. And that's what you do, and it's what you love to do. And so that's the reason why I always say I'm a boss, because I'll be of successful service all the time. I'm always service. I'm service. I'm a service first. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to do that, because the life I had previously, I wasn't doing nothing there. It wasn't doing nothing I could be proud of. I'm proud of being of service. I'm proud to help people start businesses. I've actually helped to start over 12 businesses in less than a year. I have an organization and a network that's full of dozens of people. I've had over 90 applicants to, you know, work with me in my organization in the first year. And so it's just about to get bigger and larger. We're getting ready to go stronger, raw and uncut. So this next year, 2013, is going to be very exciting. Very exciting.
I cannot wait for that. Keep me in the loop. And everybody that's tuned in to the A Money Show train, just please remember, nothing is perfect. Blog Talk is having some technical difficulties right now. But you're still right here with your girl, Crystal Victoria, from the Streets to the Skies, No Limits, Diary of a Boss Lady. So still tune in. Call in at 347-633-9074. I'm trying to get this show to move here. For some reason, everything has froze all of a sudden, and maybe because we got this phenomenal boss lady online, and she has stopped everything in motion. You know, the train has slowed down and come to a halt because it just cannot believe the phenomenal woman that's on the show right now. And this is the first time the train stopped, so we give that to you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. The train's about to keep, but it's going to keep moving because we just going to keep talking, girl, until until everything situates itself. So, you know, I can talk all day. I said that on K104. I was on K104 here, and they laughed because I said, you know, I'll talk all day, take over the show. So I might as well want to facilitate your stuff, because if you don't, I would. I'll get on here and say everything, you know, I'll be funny, I'm a comedian one time, I'm professional in another second, so you never know. I just like to be erratic like that. I generally like to have fun. Yeah, I like to have fun. That's me, period. I don't care what I'm doing. And people that work with me will tell you I am a nutcase. There's no telling what I'm liable to say from one minute to the next. You know, I have people come to me with some real serious issues, and I'll throw them back a crazy answer, and they'll be like, that has nothing to do with what I just asked you. I was like, well, glad I could distract you. Now you're not all worried about it. Let's have a laugh. Okay, now back to business. You know, and you got to be like that because business can get boring, you know, especially, you know, people are always so serious in business and they feel like it should be just strict and, you know, all the rules should be, you know, just clearly defined and everything's just black and white. I like to add color to mine. I have fun. I like to
laugh.
I like to do things out of the ordinary and from one day to another, we'll still be handling business, but we'll get to a fun side of it. You know, sometimes I'll be all motivational and sometimes I'll just be a comedian. It's just, you never know. So, you know, I like to keep it interesting. You know, I'm pretty unpredictable in my behavior. So, you know, that usually keeps things moving swiftly.
Well, maybe one day you're going to have to meet Miss Cupcake. That is my alter ego. She is very funny, but she's also obnoxious. And she's been on the A Money Show train. And it seems like she wants to come out in a few minutes, but I'm going to hold her in because everything is going haywire. You know, I'm not sure is there bad weather around here, but the internet is going haywire. It's like the show. It's not just Blog Talk because I am tweeting, I am promoting you everywhere as we speak, and everything just froze, and, you know, it's not coming back up. But, again, I apologize for that. Your interview is still being recorded live because you're still here with your girl, A Money. So, everybody else, tune in, 347-633-9074. We got Miss Crystal Victoria, and definitely she's a boss, and we're going to let her take over the A Money Show train right now because she's been doing a great job of it.
I want to talk about role models. Let's talk about role models.
Let's do that. And who is your role model?
Oh, I love Oprah Winfrey. I do.
Oh, wow.
I love Oprah. She is just like, I think we're back on. I love Oprah. Oprah is awesome. I love her philanthropic side. I love how, you know, in her shows, you know, when she was airing on, you know, syndicate on, you know, regular TV, how she would just give away stuff and people, you know, go to her show and she would make sure that her audience needed anything that she was getting ready to advertise, and people, you know, companies would come be like, hey, Oprah, be like, you're going to give all this stuff away here, and she'd give it to everybody in her audience, and you couldn't get a more grateful heart, you know. People like that truly amaze me, because I just feel like it should be more people like that in the world, and so I've always been fascinated with her, and I'm just glad that I got a chance to grow up watching her. I feel sorry for the other kids that are growing up watching reality TV and all this trash that they're having to become accustomed to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's not cool.
Reality TV has taken a different spin than the Oprah Winfrey show. I mean, I would say Oprah Winfrey had some reality too, because she kept it real. She still keeps it real. And Oprah, you know, has overcome many obstacles as well, you know, in her upbringing and even in her adult life and even in today. So, you know, big ups to Oprah Winfrey. This is your girl, A Money. If you're listening, who's ever listening that's connected to Oprah Winfrey, let her know that A Money wants to interview her right here on the A Money Show train. And we're going to have the boss lady come back right here. When you tune in, Oprah, she's going to be here as well.
My book actually has her in the dedication because I appreciate her, you know, taking time out of her life to influence lives like my own. Even though she was following her passion and her purpose and probably didn't notice, it was refreshing, especially when I'm looking at today and then looking back at the people I got to look at. It's like, you know, right now I think the Michelle Obama is it, you know what I'm saying? To Oprah, but, you know, for the younger generation, she just wears too many clothes. And, you know, it's just, you know, the girls are just like, and I'm like, but she's so sexy to be your first lady. Huh?
Yes, I said big ups to Michelle Obama. We cannot leave out the first lady. You know, we cannot leave out President Obama himself serving the second go around. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it right here on the A Money Show. We got a caller in queue, 347-891. What's up, caller, and who
what's
am
up,
I?
What's up, A-Money?
Oh, what's
Boston,
up, Ms. Miss Miles?
What's
Ms.
good?
Miles,
how you doing?
She is my number one fan. Again, like I said, she's always here. She's always supportive. Miss Styles, yeah. A real...
Hey, money. Miss Boss Lady,
babe?
How you doing tonight?
Yes, I'm good.
I'm
and
huh?
Can
I
you
said,
guys
I'm
hear
good.
Me?
And you, honey?
Yeah, I can I'm hear good. How are you?
I'm
I love
good.
The interview.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Keep
where are you
your
from?
Thing, man. I'm
thank
from
you.
New York.
All right. Shout out to New York showing love to Crystal Victoria, man. It's a beautiful thing. I appreciate the entire East Coast. I've been getting a lot of love out there. Truly grateful.
You are breaking up.
He's doing your thing. Huh?
All right.
What you say, A-Money?
I was saying you already know East Coast showing the real boss some love. You already know what's going on the A-Money show. We have the guests who are hot and on fire, bringing you their best every time. I want to give some shout-outs to Mr. Lace Dalla, who came on the show. Listen, I give love where love is due. You know, his whole team, the whole team, I'm showing love to you all. Lace Dalla came out, and it was his drop of his mixed CD night. He had to go do a show, but he stayed the entire show. And he had to go get dressed and go on his show. So, you know, that's why I say I love what I do, because I get real people who keep it 100. Big ups to my brother Troy Lyons. Please follow him on Facebook. It's just as it say, Troy Lyons, T-R-O-Y-L-Y-O-N-S. And I love you for the connections that you are making with A-Money as well. Okay. Be safe on your trip back. He has moved from VA to Atlanta, and I'm on my way. Big ups to Head Boss. You already know Miss Victoria. We love Mr. Head Boss. He does a lot of beautiful things. He's a beautiful person. Big ups to his wife, Kathy, as well for her support. Oh, my goodness. Big ups to Mr. Dave Tolliver for supporting the A-Money brand and helping me as well. And you already know you're on the A-Money Show train, and it's going down right here with your girl, Miss Styles, in the building. That is my number one fan. You know, I can't do the show without her. She's always here. Really, I'm serious. Promoting the show, you know, before we air, days before, everything. From day one of my show, Miss Styles has been right there for me. And Miss Styles, you know, I got you 100. I love you. And she's also, yes, a former Special Olympics. She produces music. Oh, my goodness. She's off the chain. She sings. What else you do, Miss Styles?
That's awesome.
I write books, too. I'm a poet.
Okay. Poetry in the house, hey. Give us a freestyle real quick. I want to hear some poetry.
You want to hear poetry?
I want to hear some poetry. Set us off. Freestyle real quick.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I feel helpless. No, I'm not good at poetry that good, but I'm really I don't got nothing right now. I haven't wrote nothing in a long time, but...
Well, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to do this for you, because Miss Styles has some songs right here, some tracks. So we're going to lace you up with one of her singles, and I love this one. Over. You already know. And we're going to dedicate this to...
We love this one, too.
Pardon me?
We love you, too. I love you, too.
You know I love you more. So I'm going to play Miss Styles over, and we're going to dedicate this to Miss Victoria Diary of a Boss.
Yeah. Huh?
but I gotta tell you how I've been feeling lately since you left me. It feels like I have no emotions. I'm all out of whack. I feel so torn. My heart is broken. I can't endure the pain I'm feeling. What should I do? I can't control it. Thinking of you, of you. Every time I close my eyes, think of us, of old sweet times. Then I wake and realize it's over, it's over. Every time I close my eyes,
Miss Style with Over. Did you think on that one? I love it. Love it. And we that too. Buff lady her.
That was nice. I see you.
Yeah, she's. And you know what? For you guys, for I'm going to dedicate this one to you guys because Bo is doing her thing. She, all of her new stuff, old stuff, or whatever, Keisha Cole, we have never left your side. She is doing it big right now. She has a reality show as well. I love her music. Keisha Cole, thank you, Lord, for these great, blessed, and awesome connections right here. Miss Crystal, Victoria, and Miss Styles with your girl A Money and many other supporters that I have. But right now, this is for the ladies. Right here on the A Money Show, 347-633-9074 every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thank You, Lord, by Keisha Cole.
Thank you.
okay, okay. That one right there, I love. I mean, she said it best. You know, I love Mary J. Blige, too, but when Keisha Cole came out with this song, I rock that all day, every day.
Oh, well, it's a good song, actually. I like the song.
I like that song.
Right, right here on the A Money Show. So your girl, Keisha Cole, you already know, A Money is waiting on you to hit her up right now, 347-633-9074. Big ups to the Fur King himself. You guys, he's coming through on the A Money Show as well. Google him and see who I'm talking about. It's going down. But you just don't understand because Mr. BET, Mikey J. Supremacy himself, will be stopping through on the A Money Show tomorrow night for his updates. And we thank him for his continuous support of the A Money Show. And when I tell you, he is a great man in all that he is doing. You know, he's giving, he's helping with the storm. He's helping others, he's doing his music, and he's doing it well. And he's going to do it right here on the A Money Show. But for now, you already know who we got right here on the A Money Show. And if you don't know, tune in, 347-633-9074. Miss Crystal Victoria, from the streets to the skies, no limit. And definitely, she is a phenomenal boss lady, and this is her diary of a boss lady. And if there's anything you would like to tell the ladies to, you know, really let them know to keep moving forward in all their struggles, abuse, you know, going out in the street, doing what they had to do to make it happen, you know, and then turning around to write a book or be an actress or whatever it is.
Actress earlier money. Did you just speak that into my future? No. to all the ladies, you are beautiful. You are strong. You are a woman. You can do anything that you set your mind to. And I think that, you know, I love the ladies. I love women. A lot of times, you know, girls are like, I don't have women friends. They're messy. Well, I love having women friends, messy or not, because we have to be here for each other because no one understands. There's not another creature on earth that understands us the way we understand each other. Not men, not pets, none of that. So we have to support each other because we have the hardest job being a woman. The men don't give birth to kids. You know, they don't have to nurture the home and take care of themselves and take care of business, too. They usually get to just take care of themselves and their business. Now, you know, they'll take care of their families, but they're usually one-track-minded, whereas we women, we have to consider all angles and be flexible and tolerant and patient and all of those things that, you know, just that we have to do to ensure that our livelihood is okay. So I want to encourage all the strong, beautiful women out there tonight to keep your heads up, to keep doing your thing, to all the single mothers doing your thing. Shout out, my mom did it. She's a wonderful source of info. Much love to you. For all those that are out there in the struggle, hey, keep your head up. We're all in the struggle. We all going from the streets to the sky. That's our limit. That's our destination. And the cool part is the sky is not the limit because there are footprints on the moon. So we hitting destination around here with Crystal Victoria, and it is what it is. I love y'all, man.
Man, she just closed my show before it closed down. That one. You know, I love that footprints are not the limit because there are footprints on the moon.
Nah, you everybody, but rewind. The sky is not the limit because there are footprints on the moon.
Yes. I mean, that hit home, you know, and that is absolutely true. Man, you have me speechless with that one.
That's what I signed on my book. I signed my book with that.
I'm normally not speechless. I'm not speechless. Like, I talk too much at times. So, you know, you really hit me with that one, and I love it. You know, everybody go out and support Miss Crystal Victoria and get From the Streets to the Skies, No Limits, Diary of a Boss Lady. She is doing her thing. She's overcome many obstacles, but she said her biggest obstacle was herself. And I'm loving herself because she's doing exactly what every woman should do. And she's, you know, just a product of a boss lady. She's doing it. And big ups again to, oh my goodness, I have to tell you because I have some great guests. And she's definitely one of them. She got the key to the A Money Show train. We're going to always stop off and pick you up. Big ups to Lace Dollar on the A Money Show train. You know, he stopped through again. I'm showing him love, the whole movement, his CD, his mix CD. And also, I want you ladies to go check him out as well. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook. He's everywhere. Go follow him. Google him. What have you. Get his mix CD as well. Streets on Heat, Volume 2, Lace Heavy Hustling, SOH2. He is the man. And I'm going to go into Lace, my hobby, and it's going out to him. And just to let you guys know, Lace, you will get your review later on tonight from your girl, A Money. It's coming.
Lace Dollar, what's happening? AMC, what's happening? Cartel, what's happening? It's your boy, Rico, got it. You know we checking in. Streets No Heat, Volume 2. We own. We heavy hustling. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
Dollar boy, yeah. Fly, see you, my nigga. Yeah. Cartel. Oh. Enjoy. Yeah. Yeah.
This boss shit called cheese. Nigga don't grind, he don't eat. Your pockets empty, don't bleed. You shit like me.
Count cash, my hobby. Count. cheese. Nigga don't grind, he don't eat. No, your pockets empty, don't bleed. You shit like me. Cause count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby.
You already know this is your girl A Money, and this is the A Money Show Train, and we do it big right here all the time. We're gonna go into some more Lace Dollar, and you already know, put your bottles up. He just dropped his mix CD, SOH2. Let's go.
No flowery track, boy.
Because we just had a boss lady on the show. Go cop her book, From the Streets to the Skies, No Limit, Diary of a Boss, Miss Crystal Victoria, and life goes on, and you see the obstacles that she's facing, overcome, and you can do it too, right here on the A Money Show every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call in 347-633-9074. I'm going to dedicate this song to you, Miss Boss Lady, Life Goes On, and it's by my man, Lace Dollar.
Hey, bro. I want you to lend me your ear for a minute. Let me keep it 100 with you. You know, I mean, life ain't sweet all the time. A lot of fucked up shit to go with it, but life goes on.
Lately I've been witnessing a lot of angels falling. My cousin was 1.5 and she got a calling. The reaper don't discriminate, take it from me, partner. Tell me what will make a nigga murder his own daughter. A bitch nigga had me on head up, riding on man stuff. On a mission with intentions, I'm sending his ass up. With no regard for his type, nor was I thinking about mine. Shit, I was prepared to do what I had to do at the time. But like a real nigga, so I passed it over to God. Can't charge him in the game, but he know that I'm trying hard. They say he can't go away until he let it go. Try to smoke my pain away with cigarillos full of dro. So when the last years fall, and the storms get weather, and the family gets strong, and the days get better, just know, letting you off the hook is out of the plan. Your day coming, hope you say it like a man. Fuck me.
Life goes on, no matter what comes your way. Life goes on.
They say the good die young, that shit is well known. You feel that Henny hit the payment, that's from me, player. A nigga still keep your picture on his screensaver. We try to make it, living only your memory. Family that wasn't kin to me. Sometimes I feel your presence and know you in the vicinity. You finally find a better place, your trouble days are up. While we still left out here to suffer, you should pray for us. My heart goes to the niggas locked in the jail cell. Try to make a living, the judge holding without fail. The prosecutors don't want them to see the light again. Lay down your worries and put your life in some higher hand. God makes plans that no man could ever dictate. So put them in your heart and take them with you to your next case. I know it's hard to do, but just stay strong. No matter what, remember life goes on. Remember life goes on.
No matter what comes your way.
Gonna take losses in this game we call life. And you truly measure somebody by how they bounce back from their loss. We're gonna live on. We ain't gonna forget. Jadeja, we love you, baby. We miss you. Trina, what's happening, girl? And when I get to heaven, we're gonna party just like we used to, man. Oh man, I ain't forgot about you. They can't hold you in there forever, my dude. When you get home, you know I got you, my nigga. That's straight up. Hey, KG, man. I know it seems like they ain't even trying to let you see the light of day again. But that's why every time I see Lil' Ken, I got him, man. That's my word, nigga. Big A, I wish you could have stayed with us, man. But you gonna be home soon. We're gonna keep living.
Life goes on, no matter what comes your way. Life goes on, we struggle with it every day. Life goes on, when you feel like ain't no way that you can make it, baby. Life goes on.
Let's go with your man, Lace Dollar. He says he did it in 30 minutes, but right here, it's going to be done in 4 minutes, and I love it. Lace with 30 minutes. Let's go.
Now I know what you think. How can a woman like you
get with a brother like me. Ain't that right? Come on, ain't that right?
Are you for real?
Girl, I'm really that a $2 bill. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old Mac from way back. One of the original players from the Himalayas.
She wanna kick it with her. I let her kick it with her. She let her kick it with her. I let her kick it with her.
Girl, A Money, you already know. Lace Dollar blazing up the airwaves. Kush Talk blazing up the airwaves. And it was going down right here with your girl, Crystal Victoria. From the streets to the skies, no limit, Diary of a Boss Lady. I thank you so much. I thank you, Miss Carmel Chance. You already know. Troy, Boot Mop, your girl A-Money, we got you. You already know, Mr. Mikey J, Supremacy is coming through tomorrow night. Look out for the great flyers, the promotions, it's going down. We going into another round because A-Money just keeps bringing you the best right here on the A-Money Show Train every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 347 633-9074. Let's go.
I just like waking up right next to that thing, knowing I can roll over and go another round.
I won't be holding me back, my love. I won't be holding me back. I won't be holding me back, my love. No, I won't be holding me back. 'Cause in the end, you know I'ma want another round.
Cause sometimes that hair just hides your beauty. Swear on my son, ain't too many things can hide your booty. Call me what you like, but bet I slide with Cutie. Kenny name wasn't Bud, but he still ride with Rudy. And that's why we comfortable as a Huxtable. You been around since the Lunchables. Girl, I f*** with you in the back of the truck with you. Same fingers I chuck with two. I'm just playing with you, thinking about staying with you. Not forever, but at least until the AM with you. Still playing with it, 'cause you like it raw. Might need a morning after what we did the night before. Might go another round if you trying to fight me more. Yeah.
You know you loved it. Ice and like Nuva with a touch of red velvet. Look at you, you a star. I'm a G, Joe the Don. Super deep, I go hard in these sheets. I'm a god lord. Emilio Pucci leggings for good behavior. I wanna tear the off you like Hulkamania. To dive up in the super fly snooker. Have you coming back to back, more sex to cook her. Oh, that's the girl, well, I hit it, fam. She posted out picture perfect, Instagram. I hit home runs and drained last shots. She saw her ACL from all the back shots.
Girl A Money, and I have some celebrity news for you. It is a sad time with the Jackson family once again, but God is good. Michael Jackson's father, Mr. Joe Jackson, suffers a mild stroke at the age of 84 years old. We'll keep you updated on that news. So I just had to say rest in peace, Michael Jackson, and to the Jackson family, just stay strong in it all and prayed up right here on the A Money Show train. I am so novice. Get your Novus watches right here with your girl, A Money. Hit me up, 347-633-9074, or call 716-280-3557. This is a watch that has the capabilities of also being a cell phone, touchscreen, MP3, and so much more.
It's Tropicana. Novus watches.
I said I talk to my watch talks back. So bossed up, keep mining all black. All black face with that all black strap. You ain't on it, homie, then you need to get with that. See, I be in the club straight ballin'. Like, hold up, shorty, my watch keep calling. She like, what's that you got on? I said, baby girl, this that new watch phone. They done swept through the nation like a cyclone.
NovusWatches.com. If you ain't got one, then you need to get one. It's Tropicana. We out. We out.
You already know. Airplay, wonderful interviews on the A Money Show, hit me up at 716-280-3557 and check out some Thickness right here on your A Money Show train.
Oh yeah, I like this neo jazz. This is my ode to Thickness. Yeah. She told me her name is Thickness. And as a child, she was despised. Kids were cruel and called her thunder thighs. In school, she was often ridiculed because of her voluptuous size. But now, she's full figure, fabulous, and grown. Sexy sister, big bone. Everything on her body is 100% real. No need for fake breasts, butt pads, surgery, or silicone. She has the type of curves capable of causing the car to crash. Carries herself with confidence and class. Her body shaped like an extra large hourglass. Men have been known to catch whiplash while watching Thickness walk past. She's every man's dream, walks with extreme self-esteem. Curvy and confident because she's a big bone beauty queen. And she told me, Kyrie, thick women don't turn heads, we break necks. and she no longer has a complex about her size, because she's come to realize that no mirror could reflect the beauty that's on the inside. Besides, a woman's worth is not determined by her dress size or the weight she sees on the scale. So she's come to realize that she's a beautiful, bodacious, curvaceous female who wears her weight well. And thickness doesn't walk, she struts. And a full-figured feminine physique is what drives men nuts. And other women wonder how she attracts so many guys. It's in the arch of her back and the thickness of her thighs. And thickness went on to tell me that skinny is for punk. I replied, ain't no punk here, because I love a woman with some junk in the trunk and a big round derriere. Then thickness told me, once you go thick, you never go back to a stick. And I said, I know that's right, because a thick chick can get it real quick. And besides, only a dog wants a bone. And woman, your thickness stimulates my testosterone. And I don't care about those malnourished models that you see on music videos and TV shows, because all those size zeros and super skinny chicks need to sit down and eat a sandwich. Thickness, I love the fact that your size doesn't determine your worth. You are the mother of the earth, and I could care less about your girth. Because you are luscious, rubenesque, overflowing with sexy abundance and bountifully blessed. And I can't lie, you look so sexy in that Capri summer dress. Thickness, you're so curvy, confident, and chic. And I love the sexy feminine fashion that you purchased from the plus size boutique. And so what if you ain't petite? Thickness, I love your voluptuous physique. See, God designed you to be unique. So go ahead and smile in the face of those who used to criticize about how fat you were. Because now you're well-proportioned, soft, voluptuous, and spectacular. And I love the fact that you won't let society change your size. Because your thick hips and thighs make my manhood rise. See, I love to watch thickness dancing. She's not a brick house, she's a mansion. Her measurements are 38, 28, 40-something. That makes for a long night of happy humping. See, thickness realizes that sexy is a mind state, and her beauty isn't determined by the width of her waist. So when we go on a date, she doesn't hesitate to eat everything on the plate. And if she wants to lose some weight, I tell her she won't need a dietitian, because I guarantee that she'll lose 5 pounds after we go 5 rounds in the kitchen. Yeah, thickness. Shout out to all the thick women in the world, all the women in Atlanta with curve appeal. Dirty South, New Orleans, Florida, Texas. All the sexy southern women. All the women on the East Coast, New York, Jersey. Be more. D.C., I see you. And I can't forget my own city. Oakland, California. West Coast. Yeah, we got thickness out here. It ain't all Hollywood. This Kari, y'all. Your favorite poet has returned. Loving all the thick women. Ain't no loving like a big girl loving. Yeah.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money on the A Money Show train. It's R. Kelly's Trapped on Broadway. Is the king of R&B adding Broadway star to his resume? Find out what's next for his epic hip-hop era, Trapped in the Closet. I cannot wait. R. Kelly does his thing. Big ups to the Mr. Sexy R. Kelly, who embraced the red carpet with his red leather gloves. Oh, my goodness. Big ups to you, Mr. R. Kelly. This is your girl, A Money, and we're right here on the A Money Show train every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in, callers, 347-633-9074. And you already know, Thickums Entertainment, that's what it do. A Money Show train, we bring you the best. You already know it's going down right here on the A Money Show train. But right now, we bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Yo, man. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm been
get dead. Man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, we bust that open. Might spend a couple thousand just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like in a hub housing. Niggas move weight and style for living how Belkin. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that back. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky.
Ricky.
Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking.
Drinkin'.
Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money,
thousands.
True religion, trousers.
Thousand.
Got a private home, started from them public houses.
Damn.
With killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8 told him Audi 5000.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. This boy a big kid. If I get this, we ain't wanna be kid. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. This boy a big kid. If I get this, we ain't wanna be kid. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life.
And they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn. And yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island.
Pimpin' ain't slick. And they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. This boy a big kid. If I get this, we ain't wanna be kid. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. This boy a big kid. If I get this, we ain't wanna be kid. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life.
What's up, Baby Black with Nunu from VA. Big ups to you. Big ups to Boot Mob. It's going down. Troy Lyons on the A Money Show train right now with Baby Black and that Nunu.
Never disappoint a dreamer. Now if your girl mind wonder boy, yeah, I'ma get her, put that pimp tongue to her. Have her cleaning out my sewer, and I won't pursue her. If you giving her what you poster, she ain't gonna dig my swagger. But I get my hands on her, she gonna be walking like she poster. Don't ever confront her, it's all confessions like Usher. And you don't want her to tell ya, but she tell ya. Might just take her to a place, this yours don't take her. Yeah, don't get mad and hit her, I'm just doing you a favor. You can't make her holler, she holler when my shark up in the water. I got a disorder, my dick a hard act to to follow. I know it's hard to swallow, so really you should leave her, a full-time freaker, cause she in Wonderland when I'm beating it up. I bet the neighbors know my name when we finishing up. I make her sleep off some good ass. That's my freaking
yeah, money. Yeah, calling me a no-no. Yeah, I'm a no-no. Cause I do what a man don't do. She say he got the tools, but he works like a fool. He going overtime and still can't find the move. She calling me a no-no. Yeah, I'm a no-no. Take her to school and mentor her too.
Uh-huh.
I give her that no-no.
Okay.
She give me that blue school.
All right.
She do what I wanna do.
Yeah.
So I do what I wanna do.
I'm like the same old drama. Just a different day. Man got me stressed and I'm ready to break away. You know, just get away. Blow it down for a little. Find me a thug that can give it to my middle. Or you can fiddle and lick it a little nibble. You can give it to me good while making my legs quiver. I know it sound wrong, but I'm going to feel right. And I bet I feel better by the end of the night. What my man don't do, find a nigga that would. Cause you push me to a point where I'm like, and I'm good. Got me on some new shit where I'm like, do what you would. Gonna find me a man that's gonna treat me good. I think it's time to leave you alone. It's a guarantee you miss your girl when I'm gone. You gon' miss that, wanna hit that. But it be another that's gon' get that.
Yeah, she's calling me a no-no. Yeah, I'm a no-no. Cause I do what a man don't do. She say he got the tools, but he works like a fool. He going overtime and still can't find the move. She calling me a no-no. Yeah, I'm a no-no. Take her to school and mentor her too. I give her that no-no. She give me that blue school to do what I want.
This going out to my baby from Niagara Falls, New York. This going out to Man Love on Top. Love you, smooches. This is your girl, A Money, on the A Money Show train. Thickums Entertainment. What's up, head boss? Let's go. already know, ladies, when you have that special one that just keeps your love on top, you got to show love and appreciation where appreciation and love is due. And make sure you receive it 100 plus back, because 100% is not enough. But this is your girl, A Money, and I'll be signing out, and the train must go on too. Two, and we're going to take you out with Chris Brown Deuces. You already know how I do. Tune in tomorrow night, 347-633-9074, 8 p.m. East Coast time. Mikey J. Supremacy coming in the building. Peace, love, smooches. Deuces, baby.
Bird. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. You know just what I need, know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa.
Me some, cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter, and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new shit, I'm checking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work, no baby, wanna say bye-bye.
Like Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future in tomorrow. I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did, Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, two up, two down, but I'm just putting two up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm losing two sheets, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. Oh, Lord. I'm moving on to something better, better.
Say bye-bye.
Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-b
This is your girl, Abe Money, and I'm out once again. Big ups to, you already know, Snake Santiago's. Follow him on Twitter. Go get his latest CD, mixtapes, Venomous Records. What's up? It's your girl, Abe Money, and I'm out. The train is moving. Baby, did you hear my news? R. Kelly coming out with the trap thing again. You probably didn't see it, did you? I got it, the CD, and he coming out with the sequel to it. This nigga came on a red carpet day with a nice black suit and some red leather gloves with a red tank and his suit jacket. R. Kelly did. jacket is hot. Oh, really? I know Thicker and Thicker is up there, too. It's called Thick and Thicker. That's Money Making. He also has a radio show. It's called In the Mix Radio. So, I mean, he has a modeling company called Thick and Thicker. Yeah, he tried to get me to come up there to model. Well, it became to the point where it was like a conflict of interest because I'm a radio show host of my show. Also, Thickums Entertainment, you know, I'm a model in my own company. So he wanted me to lose my brand to be his brand. And, you know, I was like, no. Yeah, and he wanted me to be a host on his show and lose my show. And I'm like, huh? that was really crazy. Yeah, he said, well, I would need you to lose. You could keep your name, A Money. And I'm like, did I have to ask you for that permission too? But yeah, so that's where that left off at. Definitely was throwing some game, but it just didn't roll over on me. Yeah, Troy was like, I know he didn't just ask you some crazy stuff like that. I said, yes, he did. Because we kept saying, oh, he keeps inviting me to his show just to be on the show or whatever. And then he hit me in the head with that because he was like, everybody on my show, they like you. They think that you could do my show and that you're going to take over the show. And I'm like, I have the A Money show. That's going to be a conflict of interest, right? And he's like, well, don't worry about that because you could just lose that and become the number one host on my show. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that was something. Yeah, they are doing it. I learned the hard way one time, and hopefully I don't have to bust my head again. Since March 31st of this year. Oh, wow, I got, well, I know exactly. Right now, I got like 30-something thousand plus listeners, and that's from last week, and it's probably gone up now. And within 30 days, I had 5,000 listeners, and I didn't know it. Dave Tolliver brought that to my attention, Dave Tolliver of Minute Large, and he showed me how to go back and track it and see how many listeners I had. That first month, I had 5,000 listeners. Don't ask me how I obtained that, but... I did it. From there, it just grew. Yeah, I will know in a couple minutes. When I go back, I have to go out of it. I log out, then you log back in, and it'll show you listeners, and then tomorrow it'll have the actual listeners. It'll have listeners from cell phones, from the internet side, iPads, all of that. Yeah, I love my show. Yeah. I love everything that I do. This one guy, his name is Head Boss. He's from VA. His wife and him is working on trying to get sponsors for the show. You know, I know that's going to take like a couple months or whatever, but man, you know, once I get the sponsor, I mean, it's really going to take off. You know, people, you know, they really see, you know, the quality of me hosting the show, you know, what I give out to the people, you know, the posts that they write about me. People love me, like Lace Dolla. I just did his mix CD. I interviewed him actually on the day he dropped, right before his show, everything, and they hit me back up, his entertainment company that he signed to, and they want me to do a review that they want to add to his press release. So I'm working on that tonight and sending it over to them. That's the first time someone asked me to do something like that and add me to their press kit, so that's big.
I'm
conquer, but he did a good thing. He did a great job. We just didn't get to shake his hand or meet him like we were supposed to, but it was all love, too. Can you hear me? I said, you can tell me I'm at the computer now. I do a lot of multitasking. Spell the first part. Oh, Pike, okay. Okay. That's on YouTube? Oh, really? Okay, wait a minute. I'm going there. Yeah. I'm tomorrow morning I'm calling up Dave Tolliver and let him know that you're gonna be on the show. His show is coming up too. Dave Tolliver of Minute Large is December 6th. And you're the same week, December 8th. So I'm letting him know, I'm letting Mac Rogers know, the owner of Hip Hop Hall of Fame. I'm gonna let a lot of the artists know, you know, that, you know, you're going to be on, of course, the A-Money show so they can tune in. I can't wait. Okay, me too. That's true. Love Come Down video. He has a lot of them, so which one you want me to go to? That's him, right? Okay, I'm gonna listen to it before I burn my food, and then I'm gonna text you and let you know how I like it, which I can tell I love it. I'm gonna post this video on my Twitter too. Did you follow me on Twitter? Okay, it's the A Money Show. So all one word, all caps. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Did you just call me when I was on air, you retard?
problems.
You coming out here or you standing there?